Hey guys, we're sitting in Byron's on Hoxton. It is Hoxton Square, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's part of my mecca, actually, is to come here and have milkshakes. I'm that 41-year-old who like gets off on having milkshakes. And I do like this awesome malt one. Probably the best one I had was at... what was the other place that we first had it?
Canary Wharf.
Canary Wharf. I'm with CJ and I'm also with...
Jack Martin from Shortage Products.
Now, Jack, you have a bio that, if I could just pull it back up, says, designer, maker, sandwich artist and brewer.
That's me.
Can't you just do one of those things?
No, you've got to do the lot, because what? They all are kind of intrinsically linked in a way.
How does the brewing link to that?
Well, you know, I designed a home brewing device as part of my MA. That
hang
was
on, hang
MA
on,
within.
Device. Come well, on, details.
Details. It's kind of like an appliance, really, kind of like a bread maker but for beer.
Wow. So is it like a time scale? Does it reduce the time scale?
It reduces the mess, the time scale, and just the fact that you don't wreck a kitchen every time you are.
Okay. So let's backtrack a little bit, because obviously people are now listening because you talked about beer. So you're Jack Martin, you're contacting jack.com. So what was the deal about contacting jack.com? Did you just thought?
I really like the idea that my contact email could be good at contacting Jack.
Oh, I like that.
And then I based the whole thing off that.
Mine was meet at medium for a
it's
while.
Pretty good.
Meet at the medium. But I sold that at the end. So you do loads of stuff. I managed to find you on Twitter today because we came down to Shoreditch Works to basically have a chat with a few of the people in the co-working space. And what tends to happen is I bump into people in co-working spaces that have travelled from other cities and now ended up in London, and they like the vibrancy, they like the area, like all that stuff. You originally from Sheffield,
originally from London, but went up to
Sheffield to do a variety of different things.
Studies, really, yeah.
And let's just get into briefly, you don't have to go into total detail, but why you moved from Sheffield to London?
I like the allure of a big city, really. Right. And London has got everything. It's got a Silicon Roundabout, it's got West End, it's got the South Bank, it's got more than one art gallery, it's got hundreds of them, loads of museums, loads of stuff to do, a different place to go for a beer every night.
Right.
And I just love it. That's where I'm from as well, and I kind of have a certain affinity.
Whereabouts in London are you originally from?
I'm originally from the glamorous borough of Wandsworth.
Of Wandsworth?
A little place called Wandsworth Town.
CJ, where are you from originally?
Family from Leytonstone, Walthamstow.
Originally.
East End Girl.
So let's get into the co-working space a little bit. Shoreditch Works, I was really interested in the whole model of how they raise money for the Village Hall and various things sort of. I remember reading up that they didn't get the Village Hall and then something fell through and they weren't getting the original stuff. And give us a little bit of background for people who originally were, you know, if you know any of that.
Yeah, of course. So after the Hackney riots, our founder at the time decided to have a meeting of like the local residents. So he went to the town hall. They were going to charge him a lot of money to do that. So he wanted to create a space where you could have community events and, you know, Hackney, Hoxton's a tech city now, and for like the tech companies to come and run events and do cool things. So we donate 20% of our time to community events for free or a nominal fee, just to help us keep the lights on.
That's awesome.
So we're all about community at Shoreditch Works, and the ritual was kind of the natural progression of that.
And where did that come from? Who decided on that 20% thing? Was it a community democratic decision?
Yeah, we love communities. You know,
that makes sense, right?
Yeah. You know, everything's all digital now, but people like a place to meet, and that's the beauty of co-working as well. Mm. Each of our, we kind of got an overarching community of Shoreditch Works, and we got all the different floors have their own little communities, and each of the rooms and each of the corners. We've got a little fashion cluster
of
our rooms.
How does that work itself out? I mean, like, you acquire the building, you're moving. I mean, we're going to jump onto the thing about you designing the thing. How does that work itself out? Who decides if we're going to be in? You know, is there a swarm of people that just decide that second floor is going to be a fashion area? I mean, how does that
work? It just kind of naturally happens. I know it sounds really strange, but, you know, there was one fashion company in there, then the other one happened to move in at the time, and they were there. And then we kind of have, you know, we don't put people in the same space.
Right.
But...
So it's a relaxed...
All the quiet people end up in one room, and all the loud people end up in the other.
Right.
Like, you know.
It's the ones who fight the loudest to get what they want.
Yeah.
I like that. So tell people a little bit about your involvement with Shoreditch, because you're going to maybe, potentially, be some work for you after Anne's gone.
Yeah.
You took 3 weeks to build something?
Well, I originally came to help a friend out with painting a corridor. Why? One afternoon when I had nothing to do. And from that, I got offered a job part time.
Was it from the painting?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty good at painting.
Yeah, right.
So, I think I just.
It was your charisma that did it.
Well, hopefully.
so you built a space?
I built a space. I was working at the company for sort of, must have been about 6 weeks at that time, and they went, this is our space. So we got in some builders, we got in some architects, and then, you know, we just mucked in and got it done. I built the tables, I built some of the walls, I did a bit of the electrics, a bit of the plumbing.
Wow.
And, you know, trying to make it a nice space, you know, chairs and the furniture. So I did a bit of interior design. I like to think that, you know, everyone who comes in there stands on the stage that I built.
So you're really invested in the space?
Yeah, I have a certain affinity towards it. You know, I just love it. It's mine.
How
it's
long?
Not mine, but, you know.
No, but there's part of you that you put your like thing on it.
Yeah,
in a sense.
Time, effort, a little bit of blood probably from
sure.
the cuts.
So what goes on in the spaces at the minute? You know, what? Tell me about the transition of the space from when you all started until where it is now.
Before we started, we kind of started with a lot of community events to try to get our name out, because if you can give the space away and get 200 people through the door, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So we've had some great events, you know, from Facebook down to CleanWeb to Node.js. Did a relief for the hurricane in Haiti.
Awesome. Yeah.
One of those. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Exactly. We kind of have a real mix of big corporate clients and then really small communities.
So who works with that? I presume Anna was working with the big corporates to say, yeah, we've got...
Yeah. But also James Governor, our founder as well, he has a tech city analyst, he has all the connections.
I bet. So is it going to be something that gets bigger? Sure, it's want to go bigger and bigger. We went to the other place. I'm not sure how they're connected.
Yeah. The other co-working spaces.
We tried to get in down... It was just literally floor 234 where Moo is.
Scrum Street, yeah. So that was actually where it was started.
Okay.
From one office when they kind of clubbed together to get the lease on that, and they took the floor above and then took them all the private suites.
Right.
And then the natural progression from that was to open a whole new building on City Road,
right,
which is kind of a big old office block which we're trying to make our own. You know, we tried to lose the ceiling tiles and failed miserably. But we got rid of the carpet tiles.
I personally think Shoreditch, rather than Silicon Roundabout, for me, as somebody travelling in, has the more vibrancy and has everything locked down. What would you like to see next happen in Shoreditch now that there's like this base level of co-working? Would you like to see more co-working? Is it a model that they should work from your place? Or
yeah, people say that Tech City is dying and Shoreditch is dying, but I don't think it is.
It's just the people
who've made all the money have moved out.
Right.
So there's always going to be new startups who are going to follow in like the footsteps of Moo and the, you know, all those sort of companies.
Moo's doing very well.
Oh yeah.
They're very well. Start off with just a little printing thing, and then I really like their concierge, where if you go to an event, you can pick all those things up. Finally, let's finish on the brewing bit. I said we'd get back to
beer.
Have you open sources? Is it something you're going to sell? Is it your business?
I'm in the very complicated process of IP law.
Oh Jesus.
So
best of luck with that.
I can only show so little of it online. But,
no, I get that.
I started making beer when I was a student to save money.
Right.
Because it was 10p a pint rather than £3.50.
Right.
And then, as for my MA, I decided that I'd just design a machine.
Amazing.
So I kind of had some interest in open source groups about the electronics and things like that, but I'm more about the physical world of it and how the parts move and how it's all made. Well, you know, use a lot of kind of rep-rap open source technologies to build it, and then I'm a big believer in kind of craft techniques, so I've got hand crafting.
So another question I'll ask as well, if you started off as a volunteer basis, you know, and then work comes along because people can see your effort and what value you create, do you think that's a model that we need to start storytelling about, like people need to understand that more? Because I think the business world has real trouble sometimes with understanding that an empty building sitting there could be a co-working space and create so much value in a community.
Definitely.
You know, how would you go about doing that? How would you cross the streams, if you like, to the business world and say this is how value happens?
Hard work.
Yeah.
I think the only way that startups survive is from hard work from its employees, from its founders, and you've got to believe in the cause. If not, you won't get involved. And with big business, you can kind of be sucked into a corporate kind of structure. I used to work on X Factor.
Yeah?
Britain's Got Talent. So I've done the kind of that weird show-busy corporate world.
It's soul-sucking.
It's soul-sucking, yeah.
Yeah. It's not as good as making brewing machines.
No, or running co-working spaces.
Indeed. Well, thanks for your time, Jack. Really appreciate it. From Shoreditch Works, if you want to look him up, he is Jack...
W. Martin.
There you go. Thank you very much, mate. I really appreciate
Cheers.
It. Cheers, mate.